Report.
Political talks in Trinidad and Tobago collapse, and the parties now appear to be on an election footing. Jamaica's law and order minister has taken home more promises of British aid in tackling the island's high crime rate. And although it has signed on to the OECD tax initiative, St. Kitts and Nevis says it will approach information sharing with care. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The main political parties in Trinidad and Tobago are signaling a major campaign offensive now that negotiations to jointly convene the parliament have broken down. Yesterday, former Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey walked out of the talks, saying that Prime Minister Patrick Manning is not serious about power sharing. Mr. Pandey said the government cannot count on his support to convene the House and elect a speaker. While Prime Minister Manning is still holding out hope for a UNC member to cross the floor and give it the majority Mr. Manning's government is looking towards, he's also seeking to score political points for the next election by digging up dirt on the former government. Tony Frazier reviews the political environment in Trinidad and Tobago.
At the moment, the Manning government is shouting from the rooftops that the Pandey administration overspent an IDB loan to build 10 new schools by over $200 million, and that two of the schools are unworkable. The Prime Minister is also pushing hard with investigations into the award of contracts to build a $1.4 billion airport. Then there is the Commission of Inquiry into the operations of the